presence, and just wonderful to do that, to worship the Lord. Praise God. Well, today is Vision Sunday, and we're going to lay out a few things. There's so many things that God is doing that that's why we put it in two halves, otherwise you'd be here for 3 hours. So next week is Vision Sunday part two. This is part one, and we're going to have a look at all the things that God has ahead of us. But God is a good God. Amen? Amen? Amen. He is a wonderful God. He's a very awesome God. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we're already in your presence, Lord, and already you've been ministering to us by your Spirit, Lord. You've already touched our hearts, Lord. You've already filled us and lifted us and encouraged us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you've strengthened us, Lord, even as we've come, Lord, to honor you and worship you, Lord, to adore you, to lift you up, Lord. We thank you, Lord, even as we lift you up, Lord, in worship, Lord, you lift us up. And Lord, we just thank you so much, Lord, that we are in, Lord, a new year, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the new day, Lord, that's been proclaimed and spoken about, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we are in that new day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to do great things, Lord, among us and in us and through us, Lord. To us, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're right there with us. And Lord, we want to walk every step with you, Lord. We don't want to walk out of step with you, Lord. We don't want to lag behind. We don't want to race ahead. But Lord, we want to walk with you, to be led of your Spirit, Lord, and to be your people that are godly people, Lord, Christ-like people, Lord, who live and know that they're called according to a purpose, Lord. So this day, Lord, we commit to you, Lord, this time, Lord, as we begin to share a little bit about some things, Lord, for this year. But Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've already gone ahead, Lord. You already know what this year, Lord. You've already been there. You've already seen it, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we can just rejoice in all that you have in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Well, it's exciting. So one of the first things we're going to do is have a look at our theme for the year. Every year we've had a theme, and that's a real focus for our teaching. And this is something that's been really stirring. I think if you're on the ball, you might have already picked up from the way that we've been worshiping. But we're just going to roll this clip, which will unfold our theme for the year.
We're heaven's firm creations, his pride and adoration, treasures woven by his love. His careful hands, they hold us safe within his promise of calling in our destiny. You've proven your love. You are free.
to mind all the things you have done, and I remember faithfulness. So I will sing of your goodness again. You are my portion, my hope and my strength. All else fails, on you I can depend. All else fails, you are my deliverance. You go before me, you walk beside me. All else fails, great is your faithfulness. Call to mind all the things you've done, and I remember your faithfulness. So I will sing of your goodness again. You are my portion, my hope and my strength. When all else fails, on you I can depend. When all else fails, you are my deliverance. You go before me, you walk beside me. When all else fails, great is your faithfulness. All else fails.
Our theme for the year is faithful. Amen? Amen. Just the stewards are going to quickly run around. I've got a little card for you. So thank you, stewards. They're running around very quickly with these little cards. We're just going to talk a little bit about the theme. You're going to be hearing about it a lot over this year, about faithful, about how what a faithful God that we have. And we've been singing about that. But if we can really grab a hold of that, really come to grips with that, it doesn't matter whatever we face in life, that we will stand strong. And I think the last probably 6 years have probably been very, very hard years for me personally. And but I know that through everything that I've gone through in life, that God has been very, very faithful, because he's a faithful God. Amen? Amen. He's a very faithful God. So this little card that you've got there, you'll see on the front of it there, where it says faithful. It's got three areas that we're looking at this year. And the first of all is he is a faithful Father. And the faithfulness of God is something that we can never question. Doesn't matter whatever happens to us, God is a faithful God. And we're just so honored and blessed to be the people of a God that is faithful to us in every way. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful to every promise that he's ever made. He is a faithful God. And so we want to stand in his faithfulness and know that we can always rely on the faithfulness of our Father. Yeah, there's some scriptures that, so basically on the back there, if you flip it over, it says, faithful Father, our Heavenly Father is faithful to us in all his ways, and he is in every way. He never will let us down, never lets us down. He is faithful in all his ways, and there's some scriptures there that you can read about his faithfulness. We'll look at some of the things across the year. And because God is a faithful Father, we want to be faithful followers. Faithful followers of Jesus Christ, ones that are faithful. We are faithful in our relationship with Jesus and our service of him. And so we want to be faithful people. We have a faithful Father, and we want to be people that are faithful in our lifestyle, in the way that we prioritize ourselves and what we do, what we think, what we say. In every way, we want to be a faithful people, faithful followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he helps us with that because he's given us Holy Spirit to help us with that. And then finally, to be faithful friends, and to be faithful friends, to be, we have a genuine love and concern for one another and the lost. and to be a faithful friend. And it's so important that we are going to be those kind of people that are faithful friends, faithful to one another as a body, as a family together, that we are faithful, we're reliable, dependable. We do what we say we're going to do. We keep our word. We're reliable. We're a faithful people, faithful friends. And having a real heart of concern. And I praise God for that, for the real love and grace that is in this church and in this family for one another. There is such that genuine concern. And also for the lost. And being a faithful friend is not just being a friend that's available to your friends. And I'm talking about unsaved friends, that you're just there and you're a really nice person and that you're caring to them and you're loving to them. Well, that's great, because there's a lot of unsaved people who are caring and loving and can know what it is to be a good friend. But are we really going to be a faithful friend, that we're going to be one that will actually have a heart to bring them into the kingdom of God, into relationship with Jesus Christ, to be a faithful friend in that way? And I still always remember that story, and I know I've told you before, but I remind you of the friend of my mother's who was reaching out to her, had been a friend to, so this is my mother's friend, don't get confused, it's a friend of a friend story. My mother's friend, she had another friend, and she was a friend with this other lady for about 30 years. After 30 years, she finally had the courage to tell her about the Lord Jesus Christ, after 30 years of knowing her, being a close friend. So after 30 years, she finally told her about Jesus. And this woman was astounded and stunned and said, "So why didn't you tell me? I've known you for 30 years and you've never told me this." And so she gives her heart to the Lord and is wonderfully saved. And then the friend who gets saved then doesn't want to talk to her other friend. And the reason is because she said, "How dare you? You knew me all of this time, and you held that back from me. You held it back from me. I could have known that 30 years ago, and yet you didn't tell me." And I'm always stirred by that story, always challenged by that. And of course, you know, because she became a Christian, other girls, I mean, the relationship was good, and they're restored, and they're good friends again. But she just couldn't understand why would somebody that was a friend who had such a wonderful treasure, had the life of Jesus Christ and didn't share that with her. So she was very moved by that. And so we want to be faithful friends. It's one thing to be a good friend, but if we really are a faithful friend, we will have a heart to see them come into the kingdom of God and having a real love and heart for the lost. And we're going to talk about that, to be faithful. We have a faithful Father, and so we want to honor Him and know that we can depend on Him, that we are faithful followers. We're faithful in all our ways and what we do. We're not perfect and we're learning, but our heart is, "No, Lord, I'm going to be faithful. Faithful in all my ways. I'm going to serve you with all the gifts that I have." And you might think, "I haven't got any." You do. Whatever we have is, say, "Lord, I'm going to use that. I'm going to glorify you. I'm going to be faithful in that," because we have a faithful, faithful God. So you want to just flick over there to the next little slide there. And you'll notice that there's some seasons that are there, and you might not have seen that around that sort of globe. It's actually just seasons moving around an area. It's probably a little bit clearer here. But really what we want to really emphasize, that God is faithful through every season. Now we know in life that we go through different seasons. Sometimes it's summer and everything's fantastic. Sometimes it's spring. Things seem to turn a corner and it's exciting. Sometimes it's autumn and something's what's going on. Sometimes we can feel that we're in a dark winter, that we're going through some really tough things in life. But the promise is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It doesn't matter whatever the season, He is faithful. And the reality is what I found in life, that you really never just go, "Oh, I'm in a winter season now," or "I'm in a summer or a spring." The bottom line is, I think you're always going through different things in life. Always. There's always fantastic things that we can celebrate and praise God, and there's always going to be challenges in life. But it doesn't matter whatever the circumstances, whatever the season, whatever we're going through, He is faithful. And when all else fails, and that's that song that Matthew wrote just for the theme that was in that clip there, we know that we can hold on to His faithfulness. When everything else seems to fall apart, we feel like we're on sinking sand, that everything else just seems to, everything that we knew and thought was solid seems to be falling away. There is the faithfulness of God, that He never changes, and He is the rock that will never move. He will never move. He is there for us, and He is solid. We can trust in Him. We can rely on Him. We can depend on Him whatever the circumstance, whatever the season. And I can tell you, He is a faithful God. There are times in life when all you can do is say, Lord, I'm hopeless in this. I'm helpless in this. I can't do anything in this situation. But Lord, I'm going to hold on to You. I'm going to grab on to the faithfulness of God. And I know, Lord, that You're not going to move, Lord. You're going to be there for me. You're strong and You're strengthened. So we're going to talk about the faithfulness of God and us being faithful followers in response to that, and also having a heart for one another and for the lost. But through every season, God is faithful. I just want to read this one scripture because there's a few things that we'll go through this morning. And we'll be praying for some of our leaders and things today as well. But Psalm 26, and it's an interesting little psalm. And we're not quite sure when David, this actually is the psalm of David, when he wrote this psalm. It could be just generally when he's been persecuted by Saul and Saul was hunting him down. We know that Saul wanted to kill him and tried to kill him, in fact. It could have been the time when Ishbosheth was murdered, and then David's horrified by that and saying, no, I had nothing to do with that. It wasn't by my order or my command that he would be killed. We're not quite sure exactly the context of when he wrote this psalm. But let's just read this psalm, and I pray that this is something that's going to stir in our heart for this year. It says, test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for I have always been mindful of Your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on Your faithfulness. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for I have always been mindful of Your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on Your faithfulness. And so there's a couple of things that's come out in this little verse. And first of all, there's an openness. Say, Lord, just test my heart, search my heart. And we call Grow Church, and our catch cry, we're going to look more about the processes of things. We'll cover those next week. But it's to be everything that God has called us to be everything that God has made us to be. And we want to do that. And an important part of that is the person that we are, our character, the kind of person we are. And we want to say to the Lord, test my heart, Lord, try me. Show me, Lord, is there any wicked way in me, even as the psalmist writes as well. Lord, show us, Lord, is there anything in us? And it's interesting that when you're going through some pretty tough times, it's amazing what you actually see in yourself. There's some things that you see in your own heart. You think, man, I didn't even know that was there. An attitude that might rise up that you think, man, I didn't even know that was a part of me. And it can be scary sometimes. It can be confronting sometimes when you go through things. And so we say, Lord, test my heart, Lord. Show me, Lord, and examine my heart, Lord. Because, Lord, I want to be everything You made me to be. I don't want anything within me to hold me back, Lord, or to hold back what You want to do, Lord, through me and in my life, Lord. And so test me and try me, examine my heart. The thing that I like about this verse where he says, I've always been mindful of Your unfailing love. So what we'll find is when we begin to unfold and have a look at faithfulness throughout this year, as we look at faithfulness, you'll find that the two words that really go together constantly through Scripture. In fact, as I've read through all the Scriptures and preparing my heart for all of this, I just see how amazing it is that the connection is between love and faithfulness. Love and faithfulness, how they go together, and how that part of the heart of God, the character of God, love and faithfulness, they are together. And we're going to see that as we open up Scripture as we go through this year. But love and faithfulness are so important. Those things are connected and joined together. He is a faithful God. He's a faithful God that will never change. He's there for us, but He's a loving Father, a gracious Father. He is there for us with such a loving heart. So love and faithfulness are two things that are married together, and we'll look at that. We'll see that across this year as we consider what it really is to be faithful, that God is faithful, that we be faithful, and we have that faithful heart. But the other aspect, and really this is what I want us to grab a hold of this year, and I pray, well, I believe the Lord wants us to grab a hold of this year, is being a kind of people who can, that last part, which is really the verse 3 part of this, where it says, for I have always been mindful of Your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on Your faithfulness. Always been mindful of Your unfailing love. And to be honest, there'll be times in my life I haven't always been mindful of His unfailing love. As you're going through, then you have to remind yourself and remember, hang on a minute, God is there. God is constant. He's not changing. His love and grace is always there. But to be always mindful of that. And so whenever we're confronted with adversity or circumstances or situation, the stuff of life that we live every day that we confront and face, every day as we face those things, we say, no, Lord, I'm just mindful of your loving kindness in this, of your love towards me in this, your unfailing love. I'm not going to be overcome in this, Lord. I'm always mindful. Not most of the time, not 90% of the time, but always mindful. Immediately when we're confronted with something, we say, no, I am mindful of your love. And I've lived in reliance of your faithfulness, totally relying on that. Now, I think I can say, I can tick that one off, living in reliance of your faithfulness, because there's times when everything else seems to fail. Everything else seems to fall. But you can rely on the faithfulness of God. And I personally can say that I understand what that is. That I know that God's going to get through. Sometimes I know even though you're going through all the heartache and the circumstances and all of the problems and whatever it is that is challenging us, challenges, whatever word you want to use, when you're going through all of those things, for me is I always know that there's always a bottom line. There's always a bottom line, and that is God is faithful, and he's going to get me through this, and we're going to come through, not only get through, we're going to come through victorious. We're going to actually come through better, stronger, closer to God, and we have that understanding. So there's a bottom line, and sometimes for me, I know, okay, here's the problem, but I know the answer, and I feel like, let's just cut out the middleman. Let's get rid of the pain. Let's get rid of the heartache. Let's get rid of all of the frustration, confusion, or whatever it is. Let's just cut to the chase, and let's get straight through to the answer, because I know the answer will come through. I know God will come through. I know God is faithful, and I know he'll bring that to pass. And sometimes I feel that way. Lord, just get rid of all this rubbish, because I know we're going to make it. I know we're going to be okay. I know we're going to succeed, Lord. And I know we will not fail. But to live in reliance on God. And I trust that every one of us will learn what it is to rely on his faithfulness. So a lot of people give up. Look, I've seen good people give up. Good people give up, and it's heartbreaking to see that. Good people that have given up because they've struggled in their strive and they haven't really learned what it was to live on that bottom line. That there's a bottom line that undergirds our life. That is the faithfulness of God. The bottom line of life is his faithfulness and his love and faithfulness. He is the bottom line. And we heard about the word, the final word. Well, that's another way of expressing that. He is the final say. He is the final word. But he is the bottom line. And he is faithful. So we're going to look at that this year. We're going to explore that this year. Test my heart, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance of your faithfulness. Let's be that people. When we get to the end of the year, say, Lord, you've shifted something in my mind. You've shifted something in my heart. You've aligned something, realigned something within my spirit, Lord, that I'm going to always be mindful of your love, Lord. And I'm going to live in reliance of your faithfulness every single day. And that's the challenge for us this year as we look at this area of being faithful. Test me, Lord. Try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For I've always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. Let's do that. Let's be people that are mindful of his love. Always, always mindful of that. And living in reliance, the bottom line all the time. No, doesn't matter, we're going to get through. Doesn't matter, we're going to get through because God is faithful. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful to his promises. He's faithful in his nature. He is a faithful God and he will get us through. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to learn and look at that this year, explore that. And I'm really excited about what God is going to unfold in that. And there's the challenge, as it says there, he is faithful. But there's the challenge also for us to be faithful followers as well and to be faithful friends. And so there's something that will grow out of our own hearts in response to that. Praise God. So you're going to hear all about that across the year. So we've got a whole year, so I'm not going to take it all now. And you all said amen. Praise God. Right, I just want to quickly share a few things, a few little developments with us. And so we can whack up the next little slide there. One of the things that we've been really praying about, and I'll just read the scripture to you first of all. It says, 1 Corinthians 3:7-9, so neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they'll each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. And I praise God. I want to share a little bit about something that's, I'm not going to give you a lot of information. I'm just going to give you enough to tease you, I suppose. But something to pray about and to have the whole church praying about. Well, this church was founded back in 1985 in St. Albans. It wasn't long after that, about 4 or 5 years later, that Altona was planted from here. And the Altona Church became, it's now a church in its own right and a great thriving church. We as a church, though, we've now planted in Diggers Rest. And that's not a church that planted to become a church on its own. It's a campus, which means it'll always be Grow Church, always the same heart, vision, values, focus, always a part of that. And I want to share some exciting things about Diggers Rest in a moment, because Diggers Rest has come to a place of an age, if you like. It's been going for 3 years now. And we want to talk about some exciting things that are happening in there. But what's also been stirring, and it's funny how God always does things in our own timing and our own way of thinking, is probably not always the right time. When we planted Diggers Rest, we did Tagum City just within 2 months later. We did the two church plants at once, which really isn't smart. If you think about it, it's not really logical, but praise God, God is blessed, and both of those going really well. Tagum is going fantastic. We'll show a campus update video next week, and you'll see a little bit about what's been happening there. New areas, again, they keep opening up new areas. Great things that are happening. Anyway, you'll hear all about that next week. But what's been really stirring on our heart is to plant another church. And so we've been starting to pray about that. And we're pregnant with that. I'm not ready to show you the ultrasound picture yet. We'll see the ultrasound a little bit in the right time. I'm not ready to show you an ultrasound. So in other words, we're not going to tell you exactly where that is. But the oversight at the end of the month will be going and to the area and just really praying and just seeking through those things. And so, but the reason why we're telling you is not to tease you, it's to get you to pray. Because when we start that off, we want to do it in God's timing. God's timing is not always our timing, but he does it at the right time, and we want wisdom in that. But we really want people to be praying. We want the church to be really praying for that. So pray for the oversight, pray for wisdom. And God will just open the doors. God opened incredible doors for us in the community, and Diggers Rest gave us such favor there. And we're believing that God in this new area, that God will open up favor for us. Now, it's not 5 hours away, and it's not in another country, so that's all the clues I'll give you for the moment. But we just really want everyone to pray. It is exciting. Well, let's pray right now. Let's pray, eh? Shall we pray? Father, we just thank you, Lord, for, Lord, what you've been stirring in our hearts, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that, Lord, that you're stirring a new church plant within our hearts, Father. Lord, Lord, it's easy for us to be comfortable. It's easy for us just to do what we're doing and say, well, that's all been good. But, Father, you keep stretching us. You keep making us grow, Lord, and putting us out there, Father, Lord. But we'll always surrender to you, Lord, and we want to submit to you, Lord. And know, Lord, that you'll lead us in the right way, exactly the right place and the right time, Father. But, Lord, we commit it to you, Lord, because we're excited, Father, about all that you'll do. Lord, we're thankful for what you've done. But, Lord, even as a new work will be birthed, Lord, either later this year or early next year, Father, Lord, in your timing, Lord, whatever that perfect timing is. But, Lord, I just pray that you'll give us wisdom. Lord, that you'll open doors, that every barrier will be broken down. And, Lord, that we'll have such a wonderful door of opportunity, Father. Lord, we just ask that now in Jesus' name. Amen. And the thing about this little picture that you see up there is that actually the more churches that we plant, it's actually going to get easier. When we plant Diggers Rest, really St. Albans, and I'm so grateful. We have a fantastic oversight. The commitment of our oversight to going to support Diggers Rest was absolutely phenomenal. And our worship team and others that have just gone and being a part of that, we're so grateful for that. So we've put a lot into that and into Diggers Rest. And this new plant is that, yeah, we will sow in, but also we will be sowing in, but Diggers Rest will also sow in. And once that work is established, then, yeah, we will sow in, Diggers will, but then that new work will sow in. And so it goes. So each time we plant a church, it actually gets a little bit easier because there's a bigger base of resources and people to help do that. So we believe God has called us to do that. And so we just keep that in prayer. and for next year. A couple of other interesting little developments, which are, again, are still very early, and so can't really give too much detail. But one of the things is that for many, many years, we've had a hard to reach the Vietnamese community. Now, you walk along Alfreda Street, and you do a survey of all the shops there. I haven't actually statistically done it, but there you go. Someone can do that for homework if you like. Walk along up Alfreda Street, count all the shops and see what proportion of Vietnamese. Probably around about 70, 80%. I'm just off the top of my head, I'm not sure. 95, somebody just told me. Okay. All right. Well, somebody want to volunteer to check that out after church? They can. Most of them are, but they're a community that, and many people that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we've got a temple right next door to us here, and I was driving along, is it East Esplanade the other day? And I hadn't been along there for a couple of months, and bang, there's this temple that suddenly appeared out of nowhere. So the Vietnamese people, you know, those people, they need the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the interesting challenges that we have is for the older generation, they do not speak English and will not speak English. And so there's a challenge to reach those. The younger ones have gone to school, are very Aussie, and, you know, that. But there's a generation that will perish eventually without knowing Jesus Christ. And as a church, I've always been frustrated. Lord, just we want to be able to touch that community. So what we're praying about and looking for wisdom is developing a strategic partnership with a Vietnamese church. I've known this pastor for over 4 or 5 years. I think Han's known for 35 years, I think she was saying. And we're just praying that through and looking at, okay, well, how can we really work together to touch this community that we're in? I look at our church and we're very diverse culturally, and I praise God for that. But it's always been my point of frustration that we're living like in a little mini Vietnam, it feels like it sometimes, and we're not really effectively reaching people there. And so I'm really excited about that. One other exciting development, which again we're exploring at this stage, I got approached by Compassion. The people from Compassion were talking to our CRC, which is our denominational family, the CRC, to the missions area there. And they suggested, look, the guy come and have a talk to me. So this is from Compassion. And so what the upshot of those discussions are, Compassion will be flying me to Philippines in June. So I'm going in April. There's a trip in April. And there's a trip in September. I'm now also going in June, but Compassion want to do that. The reason why they want to take me there, because they want to show us, or show me and a few other pastors as well, about the strategic partnerships that Compassion do. Now, we think of Compassion, that God just child sponsorship, and yes, they do that. But the way that they work is they work through churches. When they go to a place, they're not there as Compassion. They just work through the church. And it's the fourth largest charity. They've got 2 million people, children that have been sponsored through Compassion. And basically the bottom line is what we want to try to work out together is how we can get sponsorship for the children that we are reaching out to in Tagum City. Because as a church, you know, there's, 300 to 400. Ones that, when we were there in September, there was 50 kids, and now there's 100 kids. They started another thing, and they whacked off with about 80 people just starting off straight away. And there's huge need. And a lot of these children there, as they... you know, like we can feed them the meal and reach out to them as we're trying to do, but, you know, the school costs and it's a massive burden for the families and all of those things. If we can hook those kids up to get sponsored through Compassion, what a wonderful thing that will be. And they work through the local churches. So they're working through our church in Grow Church, Tagum City, and to reach out to that area, there's a great need there. They do have one other contact in Tagum, which I'll find out all about that, and hopefully be able to meet that person. But something to pray about, because now it's not all sorted out and it's all not necessarily, yep, it's definitely happening. We're just exploring that to see how that can work. But that's really exciting, and because, you know, we can't do everything. You know, we're not a massive mega church, we're just us, but God can do anything, amen? And God can do all sorts of connections. And so with those couple of different partnerships, I'm really excited about what God can do for the future. So praise God for that, because the need there in the Philippines is amazing. And if we can work with Compassion and they can get those kids sponsored, some of us here might sponsor some of those kids, but outside, where the 2 million kids that have been sponsored, 2,500,000. Well, they can be those children that we're reaching out to. Praise God for that. Amen. Amen. Well, let's commit that to the Lord as well, those couple of things. And Father, we pray, Lord, for our Vietnamese community, Father, that are here, Lord, and we just pray for wisdom, Lord, as we discuss and plan and pray, Lord, about how we can work in together, Lord, to touch that community, Father. We just pray for that, Lord, and for compassion, Lord, how we can work with compassion, Father, and as they work through the churches, Lord, that we can just really make a difference. So we thank you, Lord, that we're reaching out, Lord, but Lord, also to have all those other needs met as well, Lord. We're such a wonderful blessing. So, Father, we just pray, Lord, for those as we're exploring those doors that you've opened, Lord, that you give us wisdom. And, Father, that you will lead us, Lord, in the right way, in the right time, Lord. We just commit that to you, Father, that you will be with us, Lord, as we explore those options, Father. So, Lord, we commit those to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right, I'm going to show you another little slide up there on this Vision Sunday. I think, man, this is a complicated-looking thing. And yes, it is. And you probably can't read that. That's okay. That's fine. I don't expect you to be able to read it. I'm just going to point some things out. Basically, it shows us how the structure of Grow Church, how the church is structured. We're going to be praying for leaders in a moment, so that's why I'm quickly showing you this. But basically, so this is Grow Church. We have three campuses at the moment. There's three campuses. And so we have St. Albans, we have Diggers Rest, and we have Tagum City in Mindanao in the Philippines. And so just to show you how everything fits together, we have the oversight. So there's the oversight team, which are overseeing all of the campuses. So we have one oversight over all of the campuses. And I'm going to invite the oversight to come out in just a moment. So we have an oversight there. But also what we have is key people that are helping us provide support to each of these campuses. So we're calling this area of ministry support. So you'll find, for example, and I'll just zoom it up here so I can see, so that we're all flowing together. So say, for example, with our grow groups, we've got Pastor John and Pat, they're running grow groups here, but they'll be doing an overseeing role in the campuses. Now, things are a little bit different with Fatagum. We're not telling them how to, they know the people, they know the stuff over there. So they know the culture over there as well. So we're not trying to template exactly everything we're doing. Look at the same theme and those things, but the exact methodology of let them do what works because they know what works far better than we do over in the Philippines. But we have this ministry support area. So you've got Kayleen who oversees the team here, but also providing input and liaison backwards and forwards for each of these campuses. So we've got this ministry support area. Over here we have the finance team. And again, the finance team looks after the finances of all of the campuses, and all of those functions is because for each individual campus to have its own insurances, it's incredibly expensive. We pay about $200 and something a week for insurances, and so just imagine if we had to do that for every campus. But praise God, we do it once. But we have a wonderful finance team, and I'm going to invite them to come out. One exciting development in the finance team. Look, we're really grateful to Gadjan. Where's Gadjan? Gadjan, just stand up for a moment. Gadjan has been a fantastic, wonderful treasurer and has served the church in that role for more 10 years, I think about 10 years or so, and has been very faithful. Look at the word faithful. And actually, that Andrew, you had the cue to stick the banner up there. You can do that now. Gadjan has been very, very faithful in that role, and we just really honour you and bless you, Gadjan. Look, there's a lot of work. It's one of those jobs. It's all a lot of work behind the scenes. There's no real accolades. No one really sees what you do, but he's done a lot of work, and we're really grateful. So bless you, Gadjan. Put our hands together for Gadjan. And so Gadjan, we see God's hand on Gadjan's life and see what God is doing. But also the world have acknowledged that as well. They keep promoting him, so he's got, I don't know where he is up in ANL now, the Australian National Line. I don't know if he's running it, but just about. He keeps getting promoted up there, and so he's made a change. And so we have a brand new treasurer this year, and I'd like to get... that's all right. He did that last year as well, Andrew, so next year we'll get it right. That's all right. We have a brand new treasurer, which is Ruby. Ruby liked to stand up. Let's put our hands together. Good job, Hio. And She's also, like Gajan, very, very qualified, and she works highly experienced, very qualified, and we're very excited for Ruby. And already she's made some changes to make things maybe a little bit easier, putting a lot more stuff in the cloud and doing those things and working out our... Yeah, good on you. Help rescue him there. So let's put our hands together. Bless her for taking on that role. We really appreciate you doing that role. All right. Okay. I won't say anything because everybody's watching that, so I might as well watch it too. Okay. Do you want me to go? Okay, you got to roll it towards you guys. Yeah, stand on it. Are you standing on the stand? There you go. Can you do it? Yeah, let's put our hands together for Gary and Andrew. Thank you, guys. They're very faithful in doing that, so thank you for that. Very good. All right. And also what you'll find is one big announcement I really want to make is about the Diggers Rest campus. I'm the senior pastor of all the campuses. So even in Tagum, when I go to the Philippines, yep, they acknowledge me as the senior pastor. They obviously, we work very closely together with them. I contact with them nearly every week with the church there. But what we are doing, and so we've got Pastor Randy and Pastor Yanni, are the campus pastors, and they're doing an awesome job there. But this year, what we're going to be doing is appointing a campus pastor here in Diggers Rest, and that's Pastor Mick Vassallo. You know Pastor Mick? I think many of you know Pastor Mick. Sometimes he's here, he's played the bass here. So he's going to be becoming the campus pastor of that there. And so this afternoon at Diggers Rest, we'll be installing him there in that role. And also, which is really exciting, because God has assembled some fantastic people in Diggers Rest. He's got some pretty good people here too, by the way. But he's assembled some fantastic people there in Diggers Rest. And in each campus, there's an operations team which look after the nitty-gritty runnings of things, the programming, whatever those things that we're doing. And so there's a newly formed team. We started meeting a couple of months into the end of last year. About October's probably had our first meeting there as a team. And so there's a team there, and they've got some great roles. We've got Pastor Lawrence is there as well, who's looking after areas of evangelism. You've got Haley, who's brilliant in administration. And you've got Phil and Nita, who are wonderful in just their pastoral care for people. So God's assembled a really great team there. And that's why we really have a lot of confidence in what's happening there. You have to go along to Diggers Rest to hear a bit more about Diggers Rest. But that's a great development. I'm very excited about that. Just one other thing that we appointed some new leaders last week. I might actually flip to the next slide. It might be easy to see. So this is just looking at St. Albans structure without looking at the whole deal. A couple of exciting things. We've got some new grow group leaders, which we prayed for all the grow group leaders last week. But it's great to have Callum now. We want to really officially appoint him today as a leader of young adults, so we're excited to be doing that in just a moment. And Callum's been working, helping out along with Carmony there, but we're really excited to see him come into that role, working alongside us as in a proper leadership role. So we're excited about that. And also one of the developments that will happen a little bit later on will be Jesse Thomas has been helping. It's a couple of procedural things that we need to do first, but we'll have Jesse come in to actually be one of the youth leaders as well to really help strengthen that team. So that's going to be exciting. And we've got all these other fantastic leaders who do fantastic job in all these areas of the children. The creative area, Kaylee does an awesome job overseeing that. And connecting with areas together. We've got Pastor Lewis and Sue, hospitality, welcome and stewards. Pastor Noel and Kathy do a fantastic job coordinating all of those areas. Of course, Pastor John and Pastor Patricia with the grow groups, and then all the facilities coming under the finance team. So can I just invite the oversight to come forward, the operations team to come forward. So if you don't come forward, it means you probably shouldn't be on the team. Oversight, operations team. Like to come forward. Thank you, operations team. So your name will be there. The operations team like to come forward. The oversight. So the oversight, we're going to pray for these guys. Finance team, they want to come out as well. And if we can get Callum, do you want to come? We want to lay hands on you. And Carmen, you're there somewhere. to come and stand aside? She's not there. Okay. All right. So we just want to pray for them. A lot of the other leaders are out there. Maybe if I can get Kaylin, we can pray for you too, because you're just doing an awesome job there. We'll pray for her. All right. So the operations teams, they can stand in front of the oversight. So oversight, you're going to lay hands on these people. So step forward. Some people I know are on multiple roles. We've got some people that are on different things. All right. And everyone else, you can stand up. You've been sitting there. We're just going to pray. Obviously, the children's, we pray for them. They have this special Sunday at the end of the year. The youth leaders, Josh is not here today, but we really want to commit all our leaders unto the Lord. So let's just bow our heads and pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, Father, for people, Lord, that are caught of you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those, Lord, that are in the operations team, Father. Lord, that are dealing, Lord, with the programming and the processes in the life of the church, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for their commitment to that, Lord. And as we look at scheduling and a whole lot of other issues, some practical issues, Father, we just thank you for that operations team, Lord. We just thank you for their heart in doing that and being a part of that, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, as they work in that way, Lord, and just give us wisdom, Lord. Give that team wisdom, Lord, as we look at the practical things that need to be outworked in the life of this church. And Father, for the finance team, Lord, with Gary as our chairman, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, as Gary is a faithful chairman, Lord. We just thank you for that, Lord, and as Ruby is in that new role, Lord, as treasurer, Lord, we just pray that you just bless her, Father. And Lord, we know, Lord, that you've given a skill, Lord, you've given a wisdom, and you've given a character. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for that she's taking up that new role, Lord. Just bless her in that, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Kayleen, Lord, that you bless her in her role, Lord, and leading the worship, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for her heart, Lord, for her sacrifice, Lord, and for the great way, Lord, she leads that whole team, Lord. Just bless her, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Let your hand continue to be upon her, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for Callum, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for this young man, Lord, for his faithfulness, Lord, and his heart, Lord, to serve you in this way. So, Lord, we just set him aside as a leader in Grow Church, Father. Lord, as he's responded to the calling upon his life. Lord, we see that there's so much in Callum, Lord, more than he even knows, Lord. And Lord, there's so many wonderful things you're going to unlock in him and through him, Father. We thank you, Lord, that he's solid, but, Lord, he's also got a heart for you, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you bless this young man, Father. We pray, Lord, that you fill him with wisdom and grace. And use him, Lord, as he helps lead that young adult, Lord, co-leads that young adult group, Lord. We thank you for our young adults, Lord, and bless them, Lord. And, Father, for the youth group, Lord, for Joshua, Lord, leading the team, and all the wonderful youth leaders that we have, we commit them to you as well. And, Father, all the children's workers, Lord, for the kids' club, Lord, and the Grow Kids, Lord, and all the areas of children's ministry, mainly music, Father, we commit all those teams of leaders to you, Father. Lord, all the people, Lord, that serve, Lord, in wonderful way, Lord, we just thank you for each one, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for the oversight, Lord. I thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that they're strong and they're faithful team, Lord, who love you, Lord, and give wisdom, Lord. Just bless each one, Father. Lord, we just thank you for our church, Lord. We thank you for every leader. Lord, for all the Grow Group leaders we prayed for last week, Lord, we thank you for each one. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, you continue to grow and bless this church, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's put our hands together and bless them. And you can just quickly take your seats again. You can sit down. If you're interested in getting a copy of that, there's some of those that are in the foyer in the stand there. So you're welcome to grab those as well. Also, make sure you grab a church calendar. Now, there's two different editions of the church calendar. There's the Everybody edition, which you would have hopefully got one of those when you came in the door. The stewards would have given you one. If you didn't get one for some reason, grab one at the door as you go out. If you're a leader, there is a leaders edition. The only difference with the leaders edition, it's got all the leaders' meetings on it. So you don't everyone doesn't necessarily have to know every leaders' meeting. If you're a leader and you haven't got a leaders' edition one, there's some over there near where the rosters are on that table over there. So the leaders' edition is there, and this is the one for all of us. The reason you've got this calendar is so that when something comes up, you won't be surprised. Oh, I didn't realise that was the missions dinner. And sometimes people come up and say, oh, no one said anything about that. I say, well, yeah, you got a calendar, you got a newsletter, you got an announcement. So please know what's going on, all right? Like in your own church family, you need someone who needs to know what's going on. So in your own family, Mary knows when all the birthdays are. Praise God, because I've got no idea. You need someone who's organized. And so she says, okay, so we know, we plan out, okay, that's birthday, all right, we know this and that. And in the same in the church family, in the church calendar, know when stuff is happening, so you won't have any surprises with things. So we encourage you to know, get it, stick it in your phone, and you'll know exactly what is going on. Next week in Vision Sunday, just give you an idea what we're going to be covering next week. Next week, we really want to make sure everyone understands our purpose as a church, the DNA of Grow Church. What is Grow Church really about? What makes us tick? And so I'll be looking at that next week, our purpose. We'll do a campus update so you can just get a bit of a snapshot of what's happening in the campuses. We'll look at areas of serving. Pastor Noel is our serving director. How can I get involved? And look, tell you what, there's always plenty of ways to get involved. Don't think, oh, well, all the jobs are done. No, they're not. There's always plenty of things to get involved and to serve in, and encourage everyone to be serving in the life of the church. And so we'll hear a little bit about that. We'll hear about missions. We've got some great things planned for missions this year. You'll get an update on the fields and things that we're supporting. You'll hear about the trips that are coming up, although even though we haven't announced all the trips, they're just about full already. So next Sunday, if you get inspired about the missions trip, come and tell us straight away, because there's a limit. And I think we're about 70% already on the September trip. And the April trip is pretty well there as well. So let us know if you're interested in coming on one of those trips. And training. We've got something really exciting happening in the Grow Up on Friday nights. Really exciting. And it'll really change the way that you read the Bible, change the way that you understand it, understanding it from the perspective that it was written to, the people that it was written to. It's called the New Testament in its world. And so to understand what exactly, how did they understand when that was said to them, what did it mean? Because you can read it and you say, well, this is what it means to me. And that's good, and God can still speak to us in that way. But if you really know what was the heart behind it and the intention behind it, it really brings the whole thing alive. And so it's very powerful. You'll see a little bit and hear about that again next week. Don't forget the prayer of fasting that's coming up, which will start following First Fruit Sunday. So we got this next week is the second part of Vision Sunday. You'll hear a lot more about what's going on. Following week will be First Fruit Sunday. And just want to say one little thing about it. That is a really important thing. Yes, there's a challenge that we bring finances and we commit that before the Lord. But really the heart, the way that works is that we have families come out. We have a series of baskets at the front there. We come and with your envelope and you put it in there. If you haven't got an envelope, then just bring a blank one or an empty piece. So just, and a lot of people give online, so that's fine. But you just come as a family and we stay. We have the oversight and pastors will lay hands and pray over your life. And you pray for your family and really consecrate yourself for that year, this year, setting yourself aside. Lord, we want to be everything that you want us to be, Lord. We want all the plans and purposes of your life for this year to unfold in our family and our lives. It's a very profound time and a very sacred time and a very awesome time. So I encourage you with that. That's the first fruits. But following that day when we've consecrated ourselves and setting ourselves aside that way, we have 20 days of prayer and fasting where we really just want to focus and hone in and on all that God has for us and just to really honor him over that time. So encourage you with that, 20 days of prayer and fasting. You would have got a brochure when you came in. Flip side on that tells you some ideas about fasting, some suggestions. You can read that yourself. So next week, don't forget next week. This is only part one. So we're all going to be faithful, and I know that you will be here, ready to hear more of what God has for us next week. Amen. Amen. Well, stand up, you faithful people. And I'm just going to pray for us just as the team are going to make their way back and we're going to keep worshipping the Lord. Let's just pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord. Father, first of all, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. Lord, that you are faithful in all your ways, Lord, in all your promises, Lord, in your word and everything you do, Lord. You are a faithful God. And we are so grateful that we have the immovable bottom line of the faithfulness of God. And Father, coupled with that, Lord, is your unfailing love that is for each of us, Lord. And we are so grateful for that. And Father, out of a response to that, Lord, we want to be faithful people, Lord, not out of a sense of legalism and duty and obligation, but Lord, as an overflowing love response, Lord, that we will be faithful. Lord, we will be faithful to you, Lord, in what we do, Lord, in our attitudes, or what we do, what we say, Lord. And, Lord, in our service of you, Lord, we won't just not show up, Lord, but we will be there. Lord, we're not going to be too tired or not bothered, Lord. No, we're going to be faithful, Lord. We're going to be there, Lord. We're going to give everything we have in worship, Lord, because we're a faithful people, Lord. And we, Lord, want to be faithful friends, Lord, to one another, Lord, to keep building that wonderful sense of love and unity we have with each other. But also, Lord, that heart for the lost, Lord, because we want to see people come into your kingdom, Lord. The bottom line, Lord, for us is we want to see people saved, Lord. We want to see people know you. And, Lord, we don't want to be ones, Lord, have known someone for many, many years, Lord, and never took the step. But, Lord, we want to be people of courage and conviction and compassion, Lord, that we will see people come into your kingdom. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, this day. We thank you, Lord, that we belong to Grow Church, Lord, your church, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for St. Albans. We thank you for Tagum City. We thank you, Lord, for Diggers Rest. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the new baby, Lord, that is still being formed in the womb, as it were. But, Father, we know, Lord, that all things are under you, Lord, and we give you all the glory. Lord, let your name be glorified in Grow Church, Father. Lord, let us grow together, Lord. Let us stand strong together and together lift up the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.